Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are now the National Toy Hall of Fame, Rockaholics. We want to know, what toy are you inducting and why? Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. Chuck, you're in Des Moines. What are you inducting into the National Toy Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's a no-brainer. It's the Evel Knievel stunt cycle.
Oh, classic.
I had that when I was a kid, and that thing was so freaking awesome.
You know what's great about it? It taught us how to jump ramp to ramp in the 70s, right? And I went by a name of Awful Knoffel. I say, watch out, Awful Knoffel's getting ready to jump, you know.
Did you ever hurt yourself on that bike, Chuck?
Oh, I got a left knee right now. You know, I'm going to be 60 in March, and man, this thing is howling at me.
Oh, boy.
I'm picturing you not in a white jumpsuit, but in a brown jumpsuit that's all ripped up, and it's Awful Knoffel showing up.
You know what, though? They were Sears Tuskins with the big fat pockets. You know what I'm talking about.
I absolutely do, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
Oh, looking at the commercial. Nothing says 70s and 80s more than this music. Dude, that thing was great.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. 206-803-ROCK, you are the National Toy Hall of Fame. What toy are you inducting and why?
What are you inducting?
I was thinking troll dolls.
Oh. Yeah.
But the old school ones.
Yes.
Oh, not this one?
I don't think so.
I like the new troll dolls because they look like they're just all hopped up on Molly, having a giant rave all the time.
That's why I really like the movie Trolls. It looks like it's just a colorful rave.
Yeah, whenever I watch it with Tatum, I'm like, this is just a giant rave. Like, they're just getting kids ready for rave culture. Like, this is just ridiculous. They're always on a search for a party, like after hours party. They show up and it's just like some announced dance party and they're all like having the best time. And there's one guy who's farting glitter and everyone laughs because they think it's hilarious.
Great
soundtrack. Yes. But the old school ones are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
They had the jewel.
Only slightly creepy.
They had the jewel in the belly. You remember?
Yes, of course.
And the hair.
I had so many of those.
Is that what you would put on the list?
No, Pogs.
Pogs.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about that the other day, and I was just like, man, I miss playing Pogs in the schoolyard, and then crying when I would lose my favorite one.
Got to work that slammer, Danny.
I still have so many of them. You know, that's a really, you could use that for many different terms, too.
A couple of text messages coming in for Legos. One person says, need I say more? You know, honestly, I always appreciated Legos, especially when you go somewhere and you see, the crazy Lego sculptures. But now having a toddler and you kind of get knee-deep into the world of Legos and you realize, man, this is a investment.
I do not want to be a Lego mom, mm-hmm. but he's been circling things in catalogs for the holidays, and there are so many Lego sets that he wants, and I am not looking forward to this phase of my life.
You know what's interesting, though? Lily is really into Legos, and she's also really good at building them. So when you do get into it, it's actually kind of impressive, how their little minds work, and you're like, oh my God, they figured that out.
Well, also, I never realized this, and I'm an idiot, and I'm going to sound like a moron, but it won't be the first or the last time I say something stupid. I did not know that you needed to follow directions to build these things. When I used to think you just get them and you'd have to look at the picture on the box
and
try and figure out how to create this castle, not realizing there's step-by-step instructions. I almost threw those away.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, we don't need that anymore. We just need the Legos.
Oh, no.
She's like, that's how you build it. I was like, for real?
3 to 5 hours of hell, Steve.
Yes. It's like, I'm like, wait a second. How did this become IKEA furniture all of a sudden?
206-803-ROCK, what toy are you inducting in the National Toy Hall of Fame and why? Daniel in Marysville, what's that toy for you?
A Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Nice.
Yeah. That's an excellent choice.
That was my brother. He found one of those underneath the house that he used to live in before I was born in Bremerton, in the makeshift basement, if you will. And that was the very first time that I was introduced to it. And I think we played it nonstop from Bremerton all the way around the horn through Tacoma, all the way back up into Seattle, and then for days on end.
It just never got old.
No, never did. And watching that head pop up was awesome.
Rock on, Daniel.
And it's closer to get to actually being okay with being able to fight somebody.
That's
rock 'em, sock 'em, baby.
Okay, I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
Do you consider this to be a toy or not? The Chia Pet.
Chia.
Is that a toy?
Or
is it like a planter?
I feel like it falls into the toy category, although, I mean, what kind of toy is it?
Did you ever have one?
Yes.
Which one?
It was just the basic Chia one.
That's the one I had. Did you have a fun one?
Back when I was younger, we weren't so blessed to have like Bob Ross ones and other random like Chia people.
So what was the Chia Pet?
It was just like, look,
it was like a little hedgehog. Or
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't anything special in it. Honestly, I did it once. I'm like, this was stupid.
Did it come out good?
No.
I was going to say, was it balding?
You had to like rub the like seed mixture all over it.
It was a Steva Pet. It was just bald.
Oh, I just got a really great idea for a holiday collection.
Okay.
The Steva Pets.
Oh, someone just texted in the B.O.B. It's the go-to nightstand toy for years. Gotcha.
Good one. Anthony from Everett, what toy are you going to induct into the National Toy Hall of Fame?
So I would put in the Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the reason I say that is because when I was 4, I was adopted, and the social workers lured me into the van with Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Excuse me?
And I played with that toy for years, man.
Wait, who lured you into a van with Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Social workers. I didn't want to get adopted, but they had some toys. And one of them was Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Wow.
And I got in that van so quick, man.
Did you know, I think it's at that Round One amusement park place, they have a giant, like you could sit on the hippo, Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Yeah, dude. And I, man, the amount of those little balls I shoved up my nostrils.
Classic. Jesse is in Ording. Jesse from Ording, what toy are you putting in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's got to be Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, yes. Inspired the Chucky movies.
Yeah. And I remember the first time I was like, I could put in a New Kids on the Block tape and actually have it play.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I had some buddies that were like, they would record into their boombox like awful things and they would have Teddy Ruxpin saying. I thought that was pretty. I'm pretty sure Teddy Ruxpin inspired the Child's Play doll.
I think you're thinking of the My Buddy.
My Buddy.
Yeah. But yes. Teddy Ruxpin, you're not wrong though.
Teddy talked.
Yes.
My Buddy didn't.
My Buddy and Me.
Yeah, I think I still have both of those at my mom's house, like in the attic.
That's kind of adorable.